Ladies and gentlemen, from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, sports, entertainment, brought to you in stilettos. Your host, Tanya Brennan. Tanya Brennan.
Welcome to Vegas Sports Girl. I am your host, Tanya Brennan, and that's a little Bruno Mars for you. Another jam-packed, fun hour scheduled right now, this time in studio. And next to me, I'm so excited, songwriter, performer, entertainer, looking good, Clint Holmes.
That's me. Thanks for the looking good part.
Looking good, my friend. So glad you can join us. I had to have you back.
We had fun last time.
We did.
I'll take this lozenger out of my throat because people...
That's okay. It's live. It's all live, you know? Right. It's a podcast, too, so you can watch live Clint Holmes. Yeah, with his little lozenger. So one of these days, I want to have your lovely bride on in studio.
Yeah, she'll be far more entertaining than me.
I think it'd be fun to have both of you guys. You can sing a duo.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you doing okay? Last time you were here, you had a big performance at the Smith Center. How did that go?
Can I tell you, it was one of my favorite performances I've ever done. We were honoring Sammy Davis Jr., who I know you know.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was sold out, and I was thrilled. And you know Ben Vereen. You know Ben's in town.
I do know Ben,
And I went to see Ben on Sunday, and he got me up to sing with him. And our relationship is around the fact that we both knew Sammy, and we both respected him so much. And we were two of the quote-unquote younger entertainers that Sammy kind of... helped and mentored. That's the word I'm looking for.
And you're still young.
So thank you. Thank you.
Still young.
Compared to somebody.
Yeah. And you have another show coming up too that we have to talk about, right?
I do.
In October? Did I get that?
October 25th.
Okay.
The day after my twins were born, October 25th.
Very nice.
And it's at Green Valley Ranch, and it's a huge room. It's like 1,900 people, something like that.
Wow.
So, yeah. I don't perform on that side of town very often in Henderson. You know, it's always on the Strip or over here at the Smith Center. So it's exciting to do it.
It's always you live on that side or the other side.
Yeah.
Right?
True. It is true. And we're in this place where we go, I live in Henderson. I got to go all the way to Summerlin.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, come
on.
We're
so spoiled.
I know, we are.
That 215 spoils us. We're so glad, Clint Holmes, you are here. You are a star, and we're glad to have you. I'm just honored and just to have you in my presence.
I love to come and hang out with you.
It's great. And you know your sports.
Well, I don't want to talk about the Redskins.
And we've got a lot of entertainment coming out. I got to tell you right now, somebody just walked in studio, so excited. He's going to be on later this hour. I'm going to give you a little teaser. He has two Super Bowl rings with the Raiders. Mm. I would not want to get in this guy's way. He's just a little guy. My goodness. But anyways, I'll just give you, he was a defensive tackle, so that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I got a bone to pick with him over here.
I'm so excited to talk Raider stuff. But we've got to talk about a subject, Clint. I know this is going to be hard, but we've got to cover Monday Night Football. God. I know you're a Redskins fan.
I swear.
But here's the thing, Clint. You know what? Every team has a game like this.
Three so far.
That's okay. Let's just talk about what happened last night. The Chicago Bears took on your Washington Redskins.
In Washington. And we were three touchdowns down.
In the first half,
which shouldn't have been. I mean, they should have ridden off of that energy in the stadium. They should have been able to charge. And instead, they penalties and... interceptions. Oh, God.
That's painful to watch
as
a fan.
Man.
It really is. And I have to be honest, quarterback Case Keenum, I felt so bad for the guy. He had such a dismal performance. Mm-hmm. He was sacked four times, gave the ball over five times. We had 3 points going in at halftime, and I say we because I'm speaking as a friend. Redskins,
gotcha.
Right?
Thank you.
But let's talk about the other side, the Chicago Bears. Quarterback Mitch Trubisky, he had not thrown a touchdown pass yet in the first 3 weeks. Last night, he threw three touchdowns in the first half.
I know.
25 of 31 for 231 yards.
I know. And what happened to Josh Norman? I mean, they bring him in. He's premier cornerback, right?
Josh Gordon.
Josh Norman. Josh Norman. Yeah, defensive back. Right. And they put him on, the best receiver. And he's gotten burned every game. I don't know, man. I don't know what to think because Gruden's had a number of years now.
Six years, I believe.
Yep, the team seems to just be mediocre every year.
So I, you know, it was a little disheartening.
Yeah.
It really was because when I was watching in the third quarter, it looked like there was some life.
Some life.
Came back, they scored 15 points straight, and then they went to go. They were taking, moving the ball down the field. Quarterback Case had the ball. They had 1 yard to go, and he did a quarterback sneak. And then the Bears linebacker, Danny Trevathan, punched it out of his hands, and they get the ball. And that was it.
That was it. That was a game.
So,
but now look, the Bears have a great defense. They seem to have, you know, with Mack and
Khalil Mack was on
Khalil
fire.
Mack's amazing. So they have, I mean, you know, I expected it to be a low scoring game. I expected, but I thought that being the Redskins at home, look, I lived in DC for a decade and I had season tickets. I went to every game and that stadium used to rock. And you could almost count it as the 12th guy. You know, they say that sometimes.
The 12th man,
12th man
right,
on the team, right? I saw as many Chicago Bears fans. And I don't know what's going on with my boys, honestly. The whole franchise. I don't know what's going on.
But here's the thing. Every team goes through this. Ups and downs. I mean, look at the Giants.
But how many years?
And we'll get to their new quarterback later in the hour. But look at the Giants. I worked for the 49ers for 7 years. They were at the top of their game.
Absolutely.
But then they went through a decade when it was like, really, do I got to watch 49ers
I don't know if I have a decade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I know. It's painful.
Let's get going, man.
It's painful.
No, I know what you mean. And that's been the first. When we had RG3, you know, a few years ago, I think every Redskins fan went, okay, we got it. We got a quarterback. We had, you know, pretty, really good offense. You know, so let's build a defense and we'll end. And then he got hurt. His confidence went away. And since then, it's just, you know, nothingness.
So
can't get excited about him.
So head coach Jay Gruden said, I am not going to switch out Case Keenum. I want consistency. Let's hope the consistency changes to a little bit more positive side.
I get that. I get that. I mean, you know, we don't know what Dwayne Haskins is going to do really, right? We don't know.
15th overall pick.
No, I think he's the future. But but to throw him in, especially like last night against Chicago defense, I don't think that would have been a smart move. Yeah.
The Bears looked pretty dang good,
though. They did.
They really did.
And I like the Bears. I really do.
They did. Let's see. Other rookie quarterbacks. Speaking of quarterbacks, there's three rookie quarterbacks right now playing in this league. So we've got Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray. We have New York Giants, Daniel Jones, which was amazing.
Really?
We'll talk about those numbers. And Jacksonville, Minshew played.
I don't know much about him.
Nick Foles. So it's interesting to see the young quarterbacks coming up in the league.
And it's interesting to see Cam Newton. What the heck's going on?
So
is it
interesting
done?
Injury. That's just that division to me is a little crazy. You know,
but we had Cam, right?
Right.
At the top of the world. I think he won the MVP.
Superman.
He won the MVP award 3 years ago, and then he had that Super Bowl. And since then, nothing.
I never could figure out why quarterbacks do that. They hit the pinnacle, and then all of a sudden. I'm going to put you.
Do you agree with that?
Don't you put me.
Oh, look at this. So we've got special star guest of the Raiders in studio. Why don't you give him a little sneak peek who you are?
Hello, Las Vegas. This is Reggie Kinlaw.
Reggie Kinlaw is in-house from the Raiders. And what do you think about that game last night, Reggie?
It started off to be a kind of weak game. I thought it was kind of boring until they start scoring. I'm not impressed with Chicago Bears offense. The defense is great.
Yeah.
Sure.
Washington Redskins, their offense is kind of predictable. I mean, Keenan, I like him, but I don't like him. He made some bad decisions last night. Couple of interceptions, the fumble.
Reggie, do you think it's true that the Redskins don't have any, like, a game-breaker guys? They don't have that one guy that's going to catch the 80-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, they don't have a big-time wide receiver.
Right.
That's one of their problems.
Yeah.
They got a mediocre way. They got a rookie running back. Who's buddy, AD,
right.
He's on his last leg, to tell you the truth. I mean, you know, he's from Oklahoma, so, and, you know, I'm still pulling for him, but
And you are a Sooner.
Yes, I'm a Sooner. Yes, I'm a Sooner. It's hard to say because, I mean, you know, like you said earlier, you know, their defense, Chicago defense, is just outstanding. And he just made a couple bad throws.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unfortunate. I do believe, though, teams go through their ups and downs. And it's still early in the season.
Except for the Patriots.
The Patriots are the Patriots.
Yeah,
The season starts and ends with the Patriots, right? Anyways, you still have got a lot of games to redeem
to suffer through.
So you never know. There you have it. Monday Night Football.
I think Dwayne Haskins will play. I think so too.
I think so.
I think they, you know, give him whatever they might look at as a relatively easy team defensively, and let him go in and see what he can do.
I think the problem with that, you know, because he hasn't played football in a long time. He only played a couple years at Ohio State. Started for 1 year, and then throw him into professional.
Yeah,
I think they're doing the right thing, kind of grooving
him
a little bit, and you know, bring him up real slow, because it ain't the same. College is not the same as NFL. It's much quicker.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, that's probably the biggest difference between college and the pros is the speed.
Yeah, speed is.
Would you agree?
It is. When I got to the pros, it was very quick. It was guy just went by you just real quick.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you couldn't even see him. I mean, yeah. You think college I think college is more excited than NFL. But once you get to the other level, the NFL level, you better be ready.
There you
have
it.
That's all I can say. You just better be ready.
Defensive tackle Reggie Kinlaw. I'm so glad you're here. We've got a lot to talk about, my friend.
Oh, really?
And I have not given you the appropriate introduction, but I will coming up here. Let's talk a few other tidbits of sports news. Jalen Ramsey of the Jacksonville Jaguars called in sick yesterday. Said he had a stomach flu. So... this is an interesting story. I'm sorry. You know I'm going to get my thoughts from you later this hour about how football has changed over the years. So this is an interesting story. He wanted and requested to be traded a couple weeks ago after he had a big fallout with his head coach on the sideline. He played Thursday night football. He totally balled that game. He did awesome. And now we're back to being sick. So more to come on the Jalen Ramsey situation. Minnesota Vikings re-signed wide receiver Laquon Treadwell just 4 weeks after parting his way. Did not make the team. They had an injury to Chad Beebe, who suffered an ankle injury in the Sunday's loss to the Raiders. So they re-signed Treadwell and give him a little help on the offense. I'm not going to go with Antonio Brown because you know he re-enrolled in college?
Yeah,
did you hear that?
Really?
4 classes in college at Central Michigan University. Let me tell you what 2 of those classes are that he's taken.
Yeah, tell me.
Death and Dying and Racism and Equality.
Well, okay, one of them.
What do you think about that, Clint?
Well, I don't know. I think he's lost his mind. I don't know. You know, I mean, what a waste of a great talent. It seems
good for the Raiders.
Reggie,
I got to be honest with you for getting rid of him.
No, I don't personally know him, but I hate to say that he's originally from Miami, Florida. I'm from Miami, Florida. Here from Liberty City, so I know what they're dealing with.
Okay.
Put it that way.
There you go. Atlanta Falcons. They get bad news. Safety Keanu Neal suffered a torn Achilles Sunday against the Colts. Indy winning this game 27-24. Their quarterback, Brissett, had a great game, threw 310 yards. Wide receiver T.Y. Hilton of the Indianapolis Colts suffered an aggravated quad. He's questionable, and we'll see if he plays against the Raiders this week. He's a strong player. He's only missed 4 games in his entire career. My guess is he'll be in on Sunday, so we'll see.
Did you see Brissett coming? Did you see?
I did.
This? Yeah, you did see it coming, huh?
I did.
Okay.
I think he did a little bit more time. I think he's starting to gel with that offense. So speaking of the Raiders, your buddy Lincoln Kennedy just called me. He's on his way to the airport, and he said, well, why don't you make time for me to call in? Lincoln Kennedy also played on the Raiders. Mm-hmm. He's going to London next week, and the Raiders are playing the Bears?
The Bears in London.
In London? Mm-hmm. So kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fun.
I felt so bad. He's another big guy. I didn't want to tell. I didn't have time for him this hour.
He'll be
on the show.
He'll have his own radio show.
He does. He'll be on again. He was on the show a few months ago, but he'll be on.
Okay.
In other sports, our Vegas Golden Knights season is just around the corner. They're playing the San Jose Sharks. Have you been to a Knights game?
Yes, I have. I went to one last year. The first time I ever watched a hockey game.
Mm. Right?
Yes. It was exciting.
Wasn't it exciting?
It was.
That's crazy.
I'm still rooting for him, though.
Me too.
I root for them on TV. I have never been to a game.
Really?
Yeah, I've only been to one hockey game in my life. I grew up in Buffalo.
Okay.
You know, so it's prerequisite. You got to go to one. And it was great. It was exciting. I don't know. Between traveling and everything, I didn't get to one. I'll get to a couple this year.
You will. They're so exciting to watch. Those nights, a lot of, looking forward to their season. And our, in the Aces, WNBA, the Aces have a game tonight.
Ooh,
they
boy.
Forced game four against the
Washington
Mystics. Mm-hmm. So Asia had just a phenomenal game.
Yep.
They play tonight at 6 o'clock right here in Las Vegas. So they got to keep it going.
For their season. If they lose, this is done, right?
I'm so excited for them.
So I think it's exciting. Well, look at the sports teams we have. You know, it's great. And next year we get the Raiders, and they'll be ready.
So the series is tied.
No,
with the basketball team.
Mystics are up right now,
two to one.
Yep.
Okay.
2-1. So we have to win tonight to tie it up,
yep.
And then it's best of five in this series.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Very exciting. Good luck to those ladies. They're fantastic ambassadors in our city. Later in this hour, we'll have more from defensive tackle Super Bowl champion Raider Reggie Kinlaw is right here. And I'm so glad you're here for the hour. You're staying for the hour,
Thank
right?
You.
I'm so excited to
Looking
have you.
Forward to it.
And the CEO of Best Models and Talent. They do all of the hiring, the casting, all the shows right here in Las Vegas. Ken Henderson is in studio. He's actually going to be here later in the hour talking about a new project that he has and opening up downtown. So excited to share that with you. We have a lot of sports and more entertainment to come. Check us out on social media on VegasSportsGirl.com. Also, share us and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We've just started.
Yeah.
And we have a lot more to come, my friend.
Good.
All right. Stay with us right here on Vegas Sports Girl. Welcome back to Vegas Sports Girl, co-hosting with me today. I like this jam. Co-hosting with me today, Clint Holmes, the one and only star performer.
Does that make me Vegas sports boy?
Yes,
okay.
Vegas sports boy. And I will not make you wear stilettos.
I did that once.
Did you?
I actually did.
Did you twist your ankle?
I couldn't even move.
No?
Yeah, Tony Curtis. Remember Tony Curtis?
Oh, my
Did a movie called
goodness.
Some Like It Hot.
Right.
In which he put on high heels. I had him on my talk show in 91 in New York, and that was the closing of the segment. They brought out heels, and we put him on. I had no idea
Could
how
not
you people
walk.
Do it. No, no idea.
You know, I think it becomes second nature for us women.
I guess.
I almost actually walk easier and better in heels than I do tennis shoes. I feel like a clump when I'm
really?
In tennis shoes. It's so awkward.
Ladies can run in those things.
I can.
No. Yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
You can?
I don't get it.
That would be kind of fun.
What?
To do like a little relay.
No.
No?
Nah.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's talk NFL news. Clint, you're crazy. We've got New York Giants rookie quarterback Daniel Jones started this past weekend in place of Eli Manning. A lot of controversy in New York, but I got to tell you, this guy was a pro. He had this offense in massive control, ran a touchdown on his own. They came back. There was a huge deficit. They were behind. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers came back. And won the game by 1 point.
Right.
New York has his face plastered on every bit of
media
you
know it.
In New York. And I think it's what the Giants probably needed.
Did they get any reaction from Eli? Did he say anything? Or
actually, they showed Eli on the side with him, bantering, laughing, kind of mentoring and coaching. So, you know, maybe he's having some fun, too. He's making $17 million standing on the sideline. Good for him. Jeez, you know. On the flip side, the Giants lose one of their key players, Saquon Barkley. He left in the second quarter with an ankle injury. It appears he will be out 4 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Had an MRI yesterday. Did not look pretty. He was in a boot. He was wearing crutches.
Yeah.
After the game, when they came back to beat Tampa Bay, he was running across the field
hobbling
across the field in his boot. But I was a little disappointed with Tampa Bay's quarterback, Jameis Winston. I don't know how you lose a game coming back.
He's another
mystery
to me.
We talked about the A and B quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a B to me.
Oh, absolutely.
What's a B?
He's a B.
Not an A.
An A to me is a Drew Brees, and I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A Drew Brees, a Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. That's an A.
Yeah.
It's you can be a very good quarterback, but are you going to get the job done, and are you going to have a Super Bowl ring on your finger at the end
right.
of the day? That's
right.
the bottom line. I've got glares in here.
No, I
do you agree?
Right.
Do you kind of agree?
I agree. Yeah. And then, you know, some of these quarterbacks are not NFL quarterbacks.
Right. They think they are.
They think they are, but they're still college quarterbacks.
I got to be honest. My brother, after one of the last shows, he said, you really just kind of tell it like it is. And I said, well, you got to tell it like it is. Yeah. You know, these quarterbacks are going in. There's a big difference between the A's and the B's.
Absolutely.
A lot of good B-plus quarterbacks.
Like you look at Case Keenum, and you go, you know, he's a serviceable quarterback.
Right.
He's not going to guide a winning team. That, you know, seriously, you know, I mean, not very far. He's just not. He's a great backup.
Yep.
The guy goes down, he's a great backup.
Yeah, that's true.
Here was a game that I really enjoyed watching, and I gotta be honest. 49ers, I work for the Niners. They're in the same division as the Seattle Seahawks. I know, we've got some coughs going on here in studio. New Orleans Saints went to Seattle. This was outstanding without their starting quarterback, future Hall of Famer Drew Brees. They played Seattle in Seattle. That is not a good stadium to play in. They are loud. Those fans are loud. Teddy Bridgewater started the game very emotional that he had this opportunity. They came back and won. They didn't even come back. They just won the game outright. Seattle couldn't really get anything going in the early part of the game. Saints running back Alvin Kamara was absolutely stellar. He actually ran 16 times for 69 yards and a touchdown, and was targeted 10 times. He caught 9 passes for 92 yards. He saw the ball 26 times. So what does Sean Payton do? He loses his quarterback, Drew Brees, and says, where am I going? I'm going to Alvin Kamara. That team is outstanding on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. So. When will Brees be back?
I believe they're saying Drew will be back in about 6 weeks, but I believe it could be a little sooner with Drew's mindset and work ethic. We'll see what happens. But
yeah, but see, you got a team that you don't have to have the starting quarterback there. You got a lot of talent everywhere else. I mean, you got wide receivers, you got the running back, their defense. I mean, you can have a mediocre quarterback, just, you know, can actually take them to the Super Bowl.
It was
somebody
crazy.
Somebody who knows the game plan, right? A quarterback who doesn't mess up the game plan,
right,
basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and it was crazy because I really thought, I said, this could be an upset because you're going into Seattle. You know, everyone thinks, and maybe Seattle was looking at the Saints going, oh, we don't have to worry as much. We don't have Brees. So they kind of, and I think that happens, right? With teams, they get a little lackadaisical. Bridgewater threw for 170 yards. Now, Russell Wilson, you can't take away his success.
He's an A.
He is an A.
He's an A.
406 yards. The Saints win this 33-27. The question is, can they keep it going? So they're in a division with the Carolina Panthers. We know, we talked about Cam Newton being injured, not looking so good this year. They've got Tampa Bay Bucks, who obviously can lose a game when they're very far ahead in the beginning. Yeah. And then you've got the Atlanta Falcons, which I'm not impressed with Matt Ryan this year or the team. Mm. So strong NFC South used to be a very strong division. Another huge AFC game, the Baltimore Ravens played Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. This was outstanding. Patrick threw for 374 yards. So far this season, he has 6 touchdowns just from deep passes. That guy is
an
unbelievable.
A.
He's an A.
He is an A.
And I want to ask you your opinion. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson did not look shabby at all.
I didn't see the game.
You didn't see the game?
No, I was at the later watch.
Oh, you're so good. You were working.
Yeah, I was working.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought he was impressive.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's an impressive athlete.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I don't know that he's as good a thrower as like a Mahomes.
A Mahomes,
you know?
Right.
But he's I like him. He's a solid B quarterback. I think he's an A. I think he's a solid B.
I think he's going to be a star coming up here in the league. Chiefs win this 33-28. 49ers played Pittsburgh in San Francisco at Levi Stadium. They go in. Pittsburgh was 0-2. I really thought Pitt, and I work for the Niners, I really thought Pitt was going to come back and it was going to be an upset. Especially when the Niners turned the ball over like they did in the first half 4 times and fumbled and miscommunication. They went into the half. They only gave up 6 points to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it was a back-and-forth game, but Niners come back to win that. Jimmy G was getting in the groove in the second half.
Yeah, he's a B.
You still think he's a B. I know we had this conversation. So 49ers are 3-0 and haven't been since 1989. Yeah. Pitt was actually crushing Jimmy G on every single play they could get to him. So the rush was pretty strong. Seven teams that have still not lost a game in the league. I'm still, one of the shockers to me is the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills. We talked about the 49ers who go into a bye week four. Dallas Cowboys are 3-0. They have not been 3-0 since 2008. Boy, they look good.
I hate them so much. I just hate them, but they look good. You can't deny it.
The Rams, they crushed the Cleveland Browns on Sunday night. I'm reevaluating the Browns because in the beginning of the season on paper, I thought they were going to be a lot better. But
they didn't crush them. What was the score? You have the score in front of you?
A loss is a loss in my book.
But you said crushed.
They didn't crush. It was a few points. But I really thought, and Rams weren't even on their best game.
Well, so, maybe that's because of the Browns.
I don't know. Green Bay Packers beat the Broncos 27-16. Broncos are still winless. And Patriots obviously winning the Jets. We've got some claps coming in here on the left side of me right here. The Patriots beat the Jets 30-14. So Buffalo Bills, big shocker. 49ers, big shocker. I got to be honest, 3-0, you know. Kansas City Chiefs, no surprise. So
let me ask you something, you guys. The defense for the Patriots, they didn't give up a touchdown this week. And they had given up like 6 points all year. Are they that good? I mean, is it Belichick?
Yes.
I mean, the defense seems to be unbelievable.
You know, the Patriots, that's one team, you know, I dislike a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. But you got to beat the winners. I mean, whoever you play, you know, you got to beat them when you beat them, when you play them, okay?
Right.
That's the only way. But what's so good about Belichick is that he don't get number one draft choice, number twos, number threes. He take the fours and the fives and the six, and he make them out of superstars.
Yep. So right.
Everybody wants to play for this guy. I mean, you could tell. I mean, you know, you could be a 12th round, 11th round draft choice, and you starting on defense, and you're getting the job done. Mm-hmm. Everybody know their responsibility. And his favorite word is do your job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line right there.
Yeah.
I have seen players in interviews, and they say he expects perfection or as close to perfection in everything they do.
Yeah, I believe that.
He's
and that's
fantastic.
He and Brady, that is perfection. That really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
This Thursday, we're going to get to baseball here, Clint, because I know you're a huge baseball fan, too. This Thursday, we've got the Eagles playing the Green Bay Packs. I believe Alshon Jeffrey will be back for the Eagles, so hopefully that will help Carson Wentz.
Where's that game?
That's in Green Bay.
Okay.
Yep, that's in Green Bay. And this is the final week in Major League Baseball.
I know. Come on,
let's
Dodgers. Come
baseball.
On, let's get the season over with and get to the playoffs.
Is that your team?
Forever.
Yeah.
As much as the Redskins. Yeah, those are my – and the Knicks. We don't need to talk about that.
Right.
But, you know, yeah.
You're kind of all over the place, ain't you?
Yeah, well, I've lived all over the place.
Washington, New York, LA.
Yeah, I started my life in D.C., and then I lived in L.A., and then I lived in New York. So, yeah, and when the Raiders get here, So, anyway, I'm a Dodger, big Dodger fan.
How'd you get to be a Knicks fan?
Living in New York.
I
lived there for about a decade.
You never was a Laker fan?
I was a Laker fan before. I still like the Lakers. I like the Lakers and the Knicks.
Back in the time.
Yeah, I was the Magic Johnson era. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I have a bone to pick with you because you were on the Super Bowl team that beat the Redskins. Yeah, I know you were.
Oh, where is your ring? Did you wear your ring?
No, I didn't.
You didn't wear your ring. I didn't wear mine either.
I'm glad I did.
That was the only Super Bowl I didn't go to.
Glad I did.
That was the only Redskins Super Bowl I didn't go to, was that one.
Oh, my.
The rest of them I went to.
Unfortunate news. Third baseman Chris Bryant sprained his ankle after landing on a first base. Basically says it was a wet first base pad. So he's going to be out for several weeks. He had an MRI yesterday. It is a grade 2 sprain. He's in doubt for the 6 games. So unfortunate for the Cubs. Brewers and Nationals are tied for the second wild cards.
That's fun.
And Astros clinch.
The Astros are great.
They clinched
the
berth. So this is their third straight. Now, here's the crazy thing. Astros and Yankees both have the same amount of wins, 102 wins. and they're battling for that home field advantage. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm afraid that the Astros have the better pitching, the better starting pitching. I'd love to see a Yankee-Dodger World Series. That would be fun, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the Astros have, well, they have Greinke, they have Verlander.
Yep.
Right? Yep. And there's another one. I forget. But they're all like, if you're talking AB, all A's, right? Yankees, it's iffy. But boy, can they hit. You know, I just think Houston's the best team, but I want the Yankees to get in so the Dodgers can beat them.
Can we get tired of watching Houston?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Well, it's like we're tired of watching the Patriots, but there they are.
Yeah, you that's
know? True. Speaking of Yankees, their all-star catcher Gary Sanchez is hopeful to return for the playoffs. So he was sidelined since September 12th. So we'll see. Hopefully he'll come back.
I mean, they're a good team, and I have a lot of friends who are Yankee friends, for Yankee fans. So it would be fun for me. But they got a lot of hitting. I'm not sure they're pitching.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. They're not in the playoffs.
Baseball's a lot of fun. Baseball's fun.
Coming up now, man. Yeah.
It really is. Ned Yosef announces that he will retire at the end of the season for the Royals. He built a great organization. And they actually won their first World Series title in 3 decades with him. So kind of sad to see him go.
He's a great
coach. Well, we've got a lot.
95 years old, wasn't he?
Was that what it is? Wow, that's pretty impressive. All right. Well, we've got to take a break here. In studio with me, Clint Holmes, co-hosting with me today. Always a lot of fun. And we've got Reggie Kinlaw coming up from the Raiders. We're going to talk Super Bowls. Right, Reggie? All right. We've got a lot more sports coming up. Stay with us.
This is how we do it.
Welcome back to Vegas Sports Girl, and we are just dancing. I love that tune. Gosh, it seems like yesterday when I was on the dance floor to that. I think it was yesterday. Anyway, welcome back. This is Tanya Brennan, Clint Holmes, and joining us in studio. Wait, before I introduce Reggie here, let me just kind of go back. I said best models and talent CEO earlier. It's actually best agency. Ken Henderson, CEO, is joining us next segment. So excited. I had to fix that. Joining us right now, to my left, defensive tackle, former Raider, two-time Super Bowl champion of the Raiders, Reggie Kinlaw is in the house. Yeah!
Thank you.
Woohoo!
See, thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
We're having a lot of fun. So we talked about you moving to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. You moved here from Simi Valley, yes. Which is it's a beautiful place, a few years ago. Talk about that transition to the city of Vegas for you.
Oh, wow. when I first got here, I guess it was like 112 every day. And I was like, I don't think I could do this. But it went well. I mean, you know, once I got used to the heat, I'm originally from Miami, Florida, so I should be used to some kind of heat, but not 112. And I got to thinking, you know, okay, I'm retired. I leave my house, air conditioned, get in my car, air conditioned. Wherever I go is air conditioned. So, hey, I can do this. Because, you know, I used to come here every other weekend, you know, just come and visit and stuff like that. And I always said that, you know, when I retire, I want to live in Vegas. And I made that move.
Now, do you golf too?
No, I don't golf.
Okay.
I don't do nothing.
So, but let me just, I think you do a lot more than nothing. I know that. Because I see you at all of these events. You do a lot of community and charitable events for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. They're still working you over time, right?
Well, hey, I enjoy it. I mean, you know, they still remember me. That's the most important thing. You know, the Raiders, they always commitment to their community. You know, they do a lot of things for high schools, for Pop Warner football, to trying to raise money for organizations. We got the Play 60. We got after-school program, Play 60, and plus the after-school program for, you know, just kids. So they just spreading the love.
How was the Sunday party, I know that you were at, it was at the Henderson Pavilion?
Yes.
Watch party for the Raider game.
Yes.
How was that? How was the turnout?
It was great. I think the last count I heard was 1,100 people. I couldn't see all of them. I didn't watch the game because me and Roy spent from 9 o'clock to halftime signing autographs.
Uh-huh.
So I had a couple stacks of 8x10 photos, and they were all gone. So I think it was a nice little turnout.
Awesome.
I kind of wish the game was a little better, but.
Speaking of the game, let's talk about that. So the Raiders played the Vikings.
Yes.
And I know that in a press conference after the game, I heard that Trent Brown, one of the guys, some of the linebackers got a little beat up as well in that game.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Because I think this Raiders has a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. What
yes.
is it that they need to do a little bit better to get back on track? Because I know they were looking good in the preseason game.
Yeah, they was looking well. Good. I mean, the first game we played against Denver, I thought it was an awesome game. And then the second game, I knew it was going to be a test with Kansas City. Kansas City scored, 28 points on us, and we kind of shut them down the second half. That was great. I mean, considering Mahorn and all this stuff. Like I said, I didn't see the first part of the game Sunday, but I watched a little of the second half. And my personal opinion, like you said, we have a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. We got good draft choices this year.
Josh Jacobs
yes.
is one of my favorites,
yes.
too.
You know, I think we need to run the ball a little more, give him opportunity to make some big plays and stuff. We need to play as a team.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get all that talent and just put it in a bunch and play as a team and play, do your job, take care of your responsibility, and I think we'll come up with some wins.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you played with the Raiders from 79 to 84.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you played in with that other NFC team, Seattle Seahawks for a year or two. You played with some of the greats, Lyle Alzado.
Yes.
You played with Howie Long.
Yes.
Talk about that experience.
Oh, well.
or share what you can with us.
Well, I'm going to start from the beginning when I got that 79. You're talking about great players. I mean, they're not in the Hall of Fame, but, I played beside John Matuszak, Dave Browning. And when I got there my rookie year, guy by the name of Otis Sistrunk. I know everybody know Otis Sistrunk. He kind of took me on his wings, and he kind of, schooled me a little bit. I was his rook, and he taught me some things that, that helped me out during my career. Playing with, I had a question someone asked me. I played in two Super Bowls with two different defensive tackles, Dave Browning and Howie Long. No, Dave Browning and John Matuszak. And then I had Howie Long and Lyle Alzado. And somebody asked me, who was the better tackles? I can't answer that question because we both won Super Bowls. So that's the answer for me. But not only those guys, we had a backfield with Lester Hayes, Mike Haynes, Mike Davis. We had two great outside linebackers, Rod Martin and Ted Hendricks, and it was amazing. I couldn't be no blessed to be at the right place at the right time.
Was Marcus Allen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Marcus was there too.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's the Super Bowl.
Amazing because they played
the Redskins.
The Redskins,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and who was the other team that you played that you guys won?
Philadelphia
Eagles.
Yeah, that was in Super Bowl 15.
Plunkett?
Yes, Plunkett was
Plunkett
the quarterback.
So Lester Hayes said you were one of the fastest guys out there. He always liked it because you were double-teamed.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yeah.
And this was how they could make the plays because a couple of guys were on you, so they would have some openings.
Yeah.
How fast were you? Were you that fast?
Not fast. It was quick.
Quick.
I mean, to be a defensive lineman, you don't have to be real fast. You got to be quick. You just got to know. Well, I was just only 245. I was like the smallest defensive lineman in the league. One of the smallest. Back then, I think the biggest guy was probably like, we had Archell on our team. He probably was like 280. We didn't have no 310, 320. None of those guys, it didn't exist when I was playing. I mean, But nowadays, you know, 245, you know, you could be a free safety or running back or something. But I did take on a lot of double teams, and you know, I did my job. I take the double team on, and then you know, linebackers in the middle, they got to make the play. If I'm not double teamed, that means I could make a play. So, do your job.
Do your job. What was your favorite moment in football? I'm gonna say pro football, at Oklahoma.
My favorite moment was my rookie year, Monday Night Football. Like I told you, I was from Miami. We played the Miami Dolphins, and Bob Greasy was the quarterback. Mm. They had Larry Zonka. He was the fullback, and I don't know if Kick was still there, but Larry Little, offensive lineman. I came up with 3 sacks, and it was –
That feels good, doesn't it, the sacks?
That's yeah. That's hard.
It is hard. It is hard. I mean, you know, and I come from a school that, you know, back in the day, Oklahoma, I played in the Big 8, and we didn't throw the ball. We ran the ball. Everybody in the Big 8, you know, ran the ball. My job was to stop the run. Mm-hmm. I wasn't big on pass rushing, you know, because being in the middle is kind of hard to get a sack. But I wasn't playing in the middle. I was like the fourth man, one of the tackles, and I got 3 sacks, and it made me feel so good because, you know, I know my parents, all my friends in Miami was watching the game, and it was Monday night.
Absolutely. That was special to players, a Monday night game.
Yeah, everybody get up for a Monday night game. Okay. You should, but some, I don't know about today's, but, you know.
Let's talk about Raiders now and the leadership. General Manager Mike Mayock, Coach John Gruden. Talk about what you've seen, their working relationship.
Well, with Mike, I like the fact that he came in and he took control over the draft. I thought we did real, real good with the draft. You know, with Reggie McKenzie, I thought we did real good too. But I'm not there every day. I can't tell you, you know, what goes on, you know, between players and contract and general managers and players and coaches and stuff like that. I always liked John Gruden. Before he retired, went into the boot, Monday Night Boot, and when he came back, just hoping that, you know, he's caught up to speed with the game, you know, because the game has changed the last, 20 years he was out? You know, I'm just hoping that, you know, we start clicking.
I think you're going to start clicking. Let me ask you one final question, unless Clinton has something either.
I'm fascinated.
Favorite defensive tackle today in the league?
Defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle, not Ian.
I'm going to say defensive tackle.
Donald.
Huh. Aaron Donald.
Yeah. Aaron Donald.
From the Rams. Okay.
From the Rams.
Okay, then defensive lineman.
Mac.
Yeah.
I miss him.
I miss him too for us, right?
Yeah, I miss him. But, you know, like I said, you know, I don't know what went on. And, you know, they made the decision that they're going to go somewhere else. And they made that decision. We just have to deal with it, right? And let it be.
That's it. Well, we're excited you're here. We're so excited the Raiders are coming here next year and the draft is here. We've got a lot of excitement coming here. Yes. Reggie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, I'm done.
Will you come back? No, you're sticking around. We still got another few more minutes because Ken's going to be stepping in my seat here for a second.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. That's cool.
I know.
That's cool.
Thanks for hanging out.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
And you'll come back.
You know, Leo told me this is going to be great.
It's going to be great. Yeah, it's fun, right?
It is fun. We have a great time.
It's a great time. We do.
Well, I'm twice. That's twice.
We have a good time. Yeah. All right. Well, Ken Henderson of Best Agency will be joining us here right after the break. A lot of fun today. Just a good crew in studio. Stay with us.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than 4 walls and a roof. It's that porch swing on a summer night. It's pajamas with feet. And everybody over for Sunday dinner. And that old stuffed chair in the living room you just can't get rid of. This is why you work a second job. This is why you learn to fix things yourself, so you could save on repairs. Because home is your place, your memories, your family sleeping in their own beds at night. And that is why we want to help. We are making Home Affordable, a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. And now even more options are available. Call 888-995-HOPE today. That's 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
How you doing, everyone?
We're Human Nature.
And when we're not performing on the strip, we're tuning in to Vegas Sports Girl.
It's sports and stilettos.
All right, welcome back to Vegas Sports Girl. This hour just goes by too dang fast. In studio, Clint Holmes, Raider Reggie Kinlaw is here. And to my right, I have to introduce a friend. You know him. You love him. They're all over this city. Ken Henderson, the CEO of Best Agency, is here joining us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here.
Well, thanks.
I know normally we're talking like
modeling
and casting. So I got to share this. So I talked to Ken probably a few weeks ago, and we were talking about what a Drew Brees was. He said, I thought it was a cocktail. Anyway.
It is now.
I know. So exciting. So Ken's in-house now. I'm going to kind of leave it up to you because you are taking over a 70,000 square foot project in downtown Las Vegas. And I'm so excited for you to share with what's to come down there. Go ahead.
Well, thanks. So it's called Notoriety. And it's 70,000 square feet. And it's all live performances. So we have seven performance theaters. Two large bars, and this has been a long time thing for me, but the whole premise is, my other business, Best Agency, is, we represent a lot of great artists, and it's just getting harder and harder to find, especially on the Strip, and Clint knows this. I mean, he had 8 years, luckily, on there, and we had another almost year at another major hotel, but, if you're not Bruno Mars or Britney Spears or, Christina Aguilera, the hotels just don't want it anymore. And so it's hard to get these really great talent into a place other than a small bar. They deserve more than that. So I represent, on the agency side, we have a lot of America's Got Talent, Voice, American Idol, people that, they get really high or they win it. And within a year, they're back, back to the beginning sometimes just because there's no outlets for them. So the idea here is to create an outlet for these guys. So there's a lot of what I call undiscovered artists and well-known artists that we're going to create this environment so that they can come in and in a really nice, like I said, there's seven performance areas ranging from 60 seats up to 250 seats.
Wow.
So some of them, and they'll all have their own deals. So I always say, instead of a bar with live entertainment, I'm a live entertainment venue that happens to have a bar. So the martini is the bonus. But the reason why
somebody
you're
going to... Somebody said martinis.
No, right. Somebody said...
I'm excited about that. No,
So the idea is to be able to go and see these great artists and give them a platform that they deserve and, see what happens from there. I mean, if that's all they do, that's great. But if they get elevated from there, then, God bless them.
Now, I actually toured the venue last week, and I toured it several months ago. And it's really kind of evolved. I mean, it's got such a cool vibe on the inside. What kind of acts? I know you said you're going to have all different types of performers. Can you share?
Right. Yeah, well, of course. I've had everything from off-Broadway come to me with some really fun stuff also giving artists that do a certain thing, even Clint is great, what he does. If Clint had an idea to do something very cool,
very unusual.
Right.
If I had an idea to do something cool,
well,
it'd be strange.
Yeah, it would be. But if he did, and it was cool, there's a lot of, where would you do that?
Right.
Because a lot of the big boys are just like, it's a great idea, but, it's not for us. The bottom line in this place is it's me. So if I like it and I think it's worth a try, we're going to try it. So so from music to comedy, a lot of comedy. Like I said, some off-Broadway stuff, whatever. We're going to do a lot of charity stuff as well.
You're starting with some charity stuff.
St. Jude's Ranch, and actually Clint's daughter, Brittany is heading this up, and they're raising money for a sanctuary for human trafficking for the people who want to come out of that. So we want to be a great part of that. Clint's putting together a concert. We're going to kind of make it all happen. So it's going to be very cool.
I have to say this. Ken is one of my best friends, and you know the old phrase, put your money where your mouth is. You know, this is one of the people in this world that does that, you know, and he loves entertainment. He loves music. And I know that his heart for this thing is to give people a place to play that would not necessarily have a place to play, with great sound, great sight lines, in an atmosphere where you can really do what you do. You're not fighting people talking in the hallway.
Right.
I mean, this is a real venue for artists. And I'm excited to be a part of it. I mean, I've seen it from the dirt to the beauty that it is now and will be.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's an exciting part of Vegas.
That's awesome. Yeah. Congrats to you. It's going to be a success. Check it out. Notoriety. Mm-hmm. More to come this fall. I know doors are opening up in just maybe a month. I know we're wrapping out here.
Right.
Will you come back and join us when it opens?
I will.
All right. Have a great week.
Thanks.